At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here in Alpharetta. I'm Mike Salmon alongside, well, the guy that really carries the show, Mr. John Ray. How you doing, John?
Mike, I'm doing great, but you're giving me too much credit. So
No.
Couldn't do it without you,
Your
man.
Shoulders are probably aching because you carry the show. Although we do have a doctor in the house today, so that's a good thing.
Yes, and he's an orthopedic doctor. So if we've got the man to take care of us if we've got aching bones, right?
Yes, you do. And yes, we do. And by the way, you've done another outstanding job filling the studio. We have three wonderful businesses to highlight today. Joining us in the studio is Mike Dillon from the Dillon Agency, Jeff Plank from HLB Gross Collins, and Dr. Tuan Bui with Ortho Atlanta. And before we do that, I want to remind everybody that this show is brought to you in part by Ferritech. Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all of their products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com. And let's get right to the program now. And our first guest from the Dillon Agency, it's Mike Dillon. How appropriately named. How you doing this morning, Mike?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Dillon Agency could be anything. So tell us what your company does.
I'm an independent insurance agency, been in the business 29 years. We specialize in commercial property and casualty and also personal insurance, home and auto.
How long have you been in business?
My agency was formed 3 years ago. I was an owner of another insurance agency, and I sold my stock and bought my book and opened up my own shop with the help of various insurance companies.
All right, Mike, so you've been in the insurance agency. I know it's always evolving and changing. Talk about the latest trends and changes going on within your industry.
Well, that's something that we're always dealing with. One thing you can count on in insurance is change. You know, we've seen various changes over the years, like property insurance changes when hurricanes come through, and then workers' compensation changes based on medical inflation and changing of payrolls. But the one that is going to be affecting all of us that we're all going to have to deal with is automobile. I went to a conference last weekend. I'm also a member of Secured Risk. It's a group of agencies. There's a little over 100 of us, and we do close to $2 billion in premium a year. And all of the major insurance companies were there, and super regionals and regional insurance companies. And we had a discussion about trends. One of the things that is becoming critical is automobile insurance. And they have seen an increase in their claims history loss ratio the last year because of automobiles. And you know, the insurance industry, sometimes we can be our own worst enemies. With automobiles, we've seen an increase in technology and repair costs have gone up dramatically. It used to be a bumper would cost $1,500. Now it's $4,000 because of all the sensors and it's hooked up to computers. And overall, we've heard that the increase in automobile loss ratio is 116%. That's industry-wide. There's one thing you can count on about insurance companies. They will find a way to become profitable in a line of business. Unfortunately, we're going to see an increase in our automobile premiums.
So by loss ratio, you mean they're 116% means they're paying out $1.16 for every dollar of premium they're collecting,
that's
right?
Correct.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's correct.
I get the prize today. So, Mike, let's get into some business insurance questions, though, commercial insurance questions, mm-hmm. because we've got business owners as listeners, and they're really interested in issues like workers' comp.
Yeah.
So talk about workers' comp insurance. You do a lot of that work, and how I, as a business owner, can save on workers' comp insurance.
Workers' compensation historically has been one of the largest costs for a company. And with workers' compensation, some of the tricks you can do, first one is a really good one, is become a drug-free workplace. We get 7.5% discount on our work comp every single year by becoming a certified drug-free workplace. It's a great tool for risk management. Another one is applying a deductible. The small deductible program in Georgia is up to $2,500. And the benefit of that is if you have a deductible on your workers' compensation policy, any claim that is net of the $125 cost is not reported to NCCI, who makes up what they call an experience mod. And that's really important for construction accounts. We want to make sure we have a credit mod as much as possible for qualification, pre-qualifications on construction projects.
So let me make sure I understand this. What you're saying is have your deductible high enough that you're not getting nicked by smaller claims and that gets reported against your experience.
Yeah. What we normally do is do an analysis of a company's claims history the last 5 years. And we look at if they have a large percentage of claims that are under $1,000, maybe we just look at a $1,000 deductible claim. So that way it's not reported to NCCI, and then recalculate their experience mod based on the credits that you receive by having a lower mod.
Cool. Yeah. So subcontractor agreements, talk about those, and how important those are in terms of your controlling your insurance costs.
Thanks for bringing that up, because that seems to be another hot topic. I want to read, I brought a sample certificate of insurance that everyone is supposed to request from a subcontractor. And I'm going to read something that really not too many people read, but it's important to know.
You're about to scare us, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a standard Accord certificate of insurance. And it says, and I'm reading word for word, "This certificate is issued as a matter of information only and confers no rights upon the certificate holder. This certificate does not affirmatively or negatively amend, extend, or alter the coverage afforded by the policies below. This certificate of insurance does not constitute a contract between the insurers, authorized representative, or producers, and the certificate holder." I'm going to paraphrase.
Please do.
"This is a worthless piece of paper."
That's what I was thinking. It's not worth the paper it's written on.
Oh.
The insurance companies, insurance agencies freely just pass this out, but the thing that puts teeth into it is if you have the endorsements attached to it, or, which I think is one of the most important things, is having a valid subcontractor risk transfer agreement.
Okay, define that, though, for those that don't know what that is.
It's an insurance contract that So let's say I'm a general contractor and I hire a bunch of subcontractors to do my work for a particular job. I need for them to have the proper insurance coverage so that I'm protected in case one of their employees gets hurt on the job, or they did some work that was defective, it caused some property damage. The only really true way to protect yourself is contractually. The general contractors, the commercial and industrial general contractors, when a subcontractor like a mechanical contractor or a plumbing contractor does a job, the contracts can be inches thick for them to do a project. In that contract, it spells out certain insurance requirements. They all have to have general liability insurance. They all have to have automobile liability insurance, workers' compensation, in some cases, pollution liability insurance, or additional excess umbrella coverage. It's all done contractually. The liability is transferred downstream. We need to do a better job in making sure that if we do hire contractors that we're all protected. And the only way to do that is contractually, because I just read the certificate of insurance. It's a worthless piece of paper. The only way to make it stick is if you contractually ask for this information.
All right. That's some good advice as we talked with Mike Dillon with the Dillon Agency. And right, I could tell, Mike, you have forgotten more about insurance than I'll ever know. So yeah. It's a big reason why you need to talk to someone like Mike with the Dillon Agency. Let's talk a little bit about workers' comp. I'm sure that will spike the ears of some of our listeners out there, because all businesses typically have to have workers' comp. So give us some advice, maybe how a company can save money on workers' compensation.
Well, we talked about the drug-free workplace. That's important. Having proper deductible. You know, in my 29 years, I insure a lot of businesses. You know, one of the things that always comes up, why was a claim paid on someone who had a prior injury? It's always popping up. You know, there's one of the tricks that I have my insureds complete is what we call a post-hiring medical questionnaire. Importance of a post-hiring medical questionnaire is, let's say, John, I hired you.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, you'll need insurance.
Yeah, yeah. You're already asking for trouble, Mike.
He looks experienced.
Okay.
That means old, Mike.
So let's say I hire John and I check him out. I drug test you and I check your references and you passed and I make you fill out a post-hiring medical questionnaire. And in it, it asks specific questions like, have you ever had a knee injury or have you ever had a back injury? And let's say you don't want to report to me because I'm hiring you to be an HVAC technician and it requires climbing up ladders and lifting a certain amount of weight. And you really want this job. So you don't report that you had a prior knee injury.
John,
on my post-hiring medical.
Shame on you.
I'm in trouble.
Well, there's a defense that insurance companies can use. It's called the Ryecroft defense. And the only way an insurance company can apply the Ryecroft defense is if you didn't report to me that you had a prior knee injury. Because if I would have known that as your employer, I would have made reasonable accommodations so that you wouldn't have to climb a ladder. But because I didn't know, I didn't know to make any kind of accommodations for your prior injury.
Got it. So one other, let's back up and get back to 40,000 feet in terms of the way you do your work, because I think maybe what business owners don't fully appreciate is, since you're an independent agent, you are not tied to one particular company. In terms of the business that you write, which comes to be important in terms of the way insurance companies work, because sometimes insurance companies are aggressive in the coverages they want to write, and sometimes they're not, and that's where you can provide guidance, right?
Yes. The insurance industry is very cyclical. We read in the news last summer about it was in the news, it was Allstate was going to have a rate increase some of their customers could have had a rate increase up to 53%. See, in Georgia, it's kind of unique. It's called a file in use state, which the insurance companies can file a rate increase and immediately use it. And that's what happened in this situation. The insurance commissioner, Commissioner Hudgens, it was reported in the news that, you know, he didn't agree with it and he was going to do some research in it. And in the end, the increase stuck. And that's pretty tough for a like an Allstate or a State Farm. They're what we call direct writers. And the difference between a direct writer and an independent agency is I represent many companies. So if one of my companies decides that they want to get out of or have a rate increase in commercial automobile, I've got 10 or 12 other companies behind it that we can market to.
So you can kind of shop for your clients, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mike Dillon with the Dillon Agency. Mike, for those business owners, business leaders, entrepreneurs, executives that are listening in that would like to find out more, maybe talk to you about their insurance needs. How can they find out more about your products and services and the best way to contact you?
Best way to contact me is by phone. I like to talk to people face to face. That's how I do business. People can reach me at my main office number at 404-410-1430.
And a website?
www.trustdillon, and that's dillon.com.
Great. Mike, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us, and it's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Mike Dillon with the Dillon Agency here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio.
And Mike, thanks for reminding everybody we are in the Roswell Infinity Studios, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our next guest here on the program comes to us from HLB Gross Collins PC. His name is Jeff Plank, and Jeff is the Director of Consulting Services. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell us all about your company, HLB Gross Collins, and what you guys do.
Sure. We are a full-service accounting consultant firm. We've been in business for about 40 years. We have one office, but we are part of an HLB International network. We could talk more about that later. And, you know, we provide the full range of accounting services that you might expect an accounting firm to do, reviews, compilations, audit, tax work. Our clients range from, you know, smaller businesses to we have some that are well over 100 million in revenues. Most of our clients are in the Southeast, but we do have clients all over the country. Actually, our largest client's in New York.
Okay. So you're a numbers guy. And this time of the year, I'm surprised you're able even to get out of the office to come join us here.
Well, actually, so I'm, as you mentioned, I'm director of our consulting services. So I get a chance to, I try to stay busy year-round instead of crazy busy like some of our tax accountants do during the January through April timeframe. So I like to say I've got the most fun job at the firm because, you know, I don't have to sit in front of a computer crunch numbers all day like some of our tax accountants do.
Okay. Well, Jeff, tell us about your background and how you ended up with HLB Gross Collins.
Sure. I don't have a typical background as you would expect somebody working at an accounting firm.
You do have a background though, right? We all have backgrounds.
Graduated from West Point, a mechanical engineering undergraduate degree. I was in the military 6 years. Got a chance to travel all over the country. Left the military after 6 years, got an MBA at the University of Chicago. Held a number of jobs with different corporations, worked at PepsiCo, got into banking, worked at Mellon Bank, moved down here in 98 to work at Wachovia, worked at a couple of smaller technology companies and dot-com companies. And I met Steve Gross in 2004, who's the one of the co-founders of HLB Gross Collins. Really had no intention of working for an accounting firm, really didn't know much about the industry. But met Steve, we connected on a lot of different levels. He asked me to come in and talk to some of the other partners at the firm. And I kind of liked what I heard and their philosophy to working with businesses. And the rest is history, so to speak. So I joined HLB Gross Collins in January of 2005. And I've been there ever since. And I just, I really, really enjoy my job. Just every day is a little different. I get a chance to work with a lot of different clients in a lot of different situations, a lot of different industries as well. We have some industry specializations at the firm. in different functional areas as well. So in some engagements, I'm a business advisor. Some engagements, I might be a litigation support engagement. Some engagements, I'm doing valuation work. And some engagements, exit planning. So I love what I do. I enjoy the people that I work with. It's a great firm. I enjoy the colleagues that I work with. For the most part, I enjoy all of our clients. Some, you know, are not the, you know, are sometimes difficult because sometimes we get involved in very difficult situations. It could be, you know, litigation support where we have a couple of business owners that are kind of at odds with each other. But I just enjoy helping people.
So, Jeff, you're the director of consulting services. I think you mentioned a few of those in your answer to Mike's question. Talk about specifically, though, what some of the services are you provide. On
sure.
The consulting front.
Sure. So I'm a certified valuation analyst. So we provide business valuation services. There could be any number of reasons why you might need a business valuation. It could be you're looking to exit your business and you want to know how much your business is worth. It could be in a litigation context. It could be in a gift and estate planning context where you're looking to gift part of your business to somebody. I'm also a CEPA certified exit planning advisor. So if you are a business owner and you're looking to exit your business for any number of reasons, we could help you. There's a lot of things to consider when you exit your business, from tax considerations to you know, how much are you going to get and put in your pocket when you exit your business. We also help businesses think more strategically about their business. So last year I formed a business leader group. We meet quarterly. There's 10 to 15 people that are in the business leader group. And we don't talk about debits or credits. We really talk about growth and profitability. What can you as a business owner do to grow your business? And so it's really kind of helping them with the block and tackling stuff. Do you have a one-page plan? Do you know your strategic initiatives that you want to try to accomplish over the next 6 months to a year? Do you know your key performance indicators? Do you know your more profitable segments? And so that's a lot of fun doing that.
So there's more to accounting than just taxes. I think that's what I hear you saying. You're really helping business owners understand the strategic nature of their business. It goes beyond just getting their taxes paid every year.
We'd like to be thought of more than just an accounting firm. We'd like to really be thought of business advisors helping businesses drive their business to the next level.
So industry specialties. Talk about that. Talk about some of the industries that you have a particular expertise in.
Sure. So as a firm, we have a number of industry specializations. Each industry has a practice leader that's responsible for being the expert in that particular industry and driving that practice forward. Our two largest are construction and manufacturing and distribution. But we also have good-sized practices in healthcare and financial products, real estate, service and technology, and we do a fair amount of nonprofit work as well.
We're talking with Jeff Plank with HLB Gross Collins PC here on North Fulton Business Radio. Jeff, let me let you in on a secret. There are other accounting services and firms out there. What makes you guys different from some of the others?
No, that's a good question. I think part of it is our international practice. So the HLB in our name stands for it connotes our association with HOB International. So HOB International is an international organization headquartered in London, England, and it's a network of leading accounting firms all over the world. So there's 130 countries that have HOB International firms, over 500 offices all over the world. And the reason we joined this network is because, you know, as we started growing and expanding our service offerings, we started getting clients that had international operations. And so we have clients that do business in China or have manufacturing facilities in China, Honduras. And so being part of this trusted network allows us to service those clients. As well, we may have an HOB firm in Berlin that has a client that is looking to expand operations in Georgia. So we get those sort of referrals as well. So I think that's one of the things that makes us unique. For the size firm we are, we have about 80 professionals, but we have a good size international practice.
Says a lot about technology these days that you can now do business around the world, and even your clients in Berlin and around the world can listen to this show right now because of us being able to stream and have our podcast online as well. our audience is business owners and business leaders, as we've talked about. What would you like to say to them if you had them in the room right now, as far as how you can really help them and why they should have a conversation with your company?
Well, because again, as hopefully I came across earlier, is we're much more than just debits and credits in an accounting firm. And so if you're a business owner, maybe you feel like you're at a plateau. You'd like to grow and become more profitable, and you have profitability issues, or you feel like the business is kind of stagnating. You know, have a conversation with us, because, you know, certainly we provide all the traditional services such as bookkeeping and audits and reviews and tax work. But at our core, we are business advisors that can help you grow and become more profitable. And I think there's not many businesses out there that wouldn't say they'd like to put some more money in their pocket. And we could help you do that.
All right. Well, Jeff, you've done a great job explaining what your company does, and I think creating some interest as well. The company is HLB Gross Collins. For those that would like to find out more about your services, give us the website and then any other contact information you'd like to share.
Sure. HLB Gross Collins, GrossCollins, is our URL. Or you could contact me directly at 678-306-1406.
Great. Great work. And thank you for coming in, Jeff.
My pleasure.
All right, Jeff Blank with HLB Gross Collins again on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites.
You got it. North Point Executive Suites. So North Point Executive Suites provides us and others with office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations here in Alpharetta or in Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
And Jessica, the GM here, does a great job, very personable, and so come have a conversation with her.
Fabulous.
All right, before we go to our third guest of the show, just want to let folks know, right before we came on the air, our friends at choicestoyou.com came by and delivered lunch for everybody today that hopefully we'll all take advantage of. It's from L'Incontro Restaurant, an Italian restaurant on Medlock Bridge Road in Johns Creek.
Right.
Now, they catered to one of our shows last week at our Gwinnett studio. Now here they are catering to our North Fulton studio, and the food smells delicious. We can't wait to get to it.
And it does smell delicious, and it smells so delicious, I'm upset you didn't invite me last week. But anyway,
well, you're here
we'll
today.
We'll talk about that after the show's over, but it does smell delicious, and I don't know what all they brought, but you know, I know they've got eggplant parmigiana and chicken parmigiana and all sorts of great Italian specialties over there.
Yeah,
so.
Some pasta, looks like some sub sandwiches, mm-hmm. Probably a salad like they had last week. Want to let everybody know, if you listen to the show before Valentine's Day, from February 10th to the 14th, they're having a Valentine's Day weekend with a lot of stuff going on and specials for you and your loved one. So you need to check them out. And let me give you the phone number, because they do ask for reservations because it is very popular. The phone number for L'Incontro Italian Restaurant, 470-767-8403. 470-767-8403. They also have a mother and son happy hour and a father and daughter happy hour. So you need to ask them about that as well. So thanks to L'Incontro Restaurant for providing lunch today. And thanks to choicestoyou.com for the delivery. If you are tired of the same old pizza or whatever it is that you want for dinner, go to choicestoyou.com. They got dozens and dozens of your favorite restaurants, and they can actually deliver your favorite food right to your doorstep.
Who else is going to bring you a cannoli other than choicestoyou.com?
Exactly.
Right?
So we will be digging into the food as soon as we get off the air right here on the show. Our third guest on the program from Ortho Atlanta, he's an orthopedic spine surgeon. Dr. Tuan Bowie is with us here in the studio. And Dr. Bowie, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John, for having me here today.
Ortho Atlanta, tell us all about your practice.
Well, Ortho Atlanta is actually one of the largest orthopedic groups providers here in Atlanta.
I've heard about you.
Yeah, we have 13 locations currently. We're actually looking to expand, but we also have over 37 providers at this time, or at least physicians at this time. We have also PAs.
How many?
37.
Wow.
You know, even though that sounds like a big number, we're actually very selective in our partners, our physician partners. They're all fellowship trained, so we don't just take anybody off the street. And we're not only selective in their education, but we're also selective in their personality and their patient care. We want to make sure that we provide excellent patient care, not only treating their health business or health care, but also treating other issues as well.
All right, Dr. Bowie, tell us about your path to where you are today as a spine surgeon.
Well, you know, as you can tell, my last name is Bowie, so it's not a traditional American name, but I am a Vietnamese American in general. I was born in Vietnam, Saigon, when I was in 1974, or 73, actually, but I left Vietnam.
You weren't sure which year you were born.
Exactly. I kind of messed up there. but I left Vietnam in 1975 at the fall of Saigon. You know, we came here with my parents as immigrants to the U.S., and we relocated here to Atlanta. And to be completely honest, I was a very blue-collared family. My father and mother came over here, didn't have like about $10 on their backs with them. And they just had to start from the scratch and work their way up. You know, I'm proud to say that they are successful in instilling education among their kids. And all three of us siblings are all physicians in the Atlanta area.
Wow. And that's a great story right there.
Love that story.
So it's very much an American dream. And I'm very proud to be part of that.
But Dr. Bowie, eventually you got into orthopedics. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on there. And one of the things I'm curious about, because I never can keep things like this straight, is the difference between neurosurgeons and orthopedic spine surgeons. So talk a little bit about that.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing it up. That is a bit, not necessarily a misnomer, but a lot of people think that they have to go to either one or the other. But in true reality, we all both do the same things. It's just a different title for us, and we different training process. The neurosurgeons go through their own neurosurgery residency and fellowship, and ortho spine surgeons do the same thing. They go through an orthopedic spine residency and then fellowship as well. It really just depends on who you like better as a person or as a physician. That's what I tell all my patients. You know, when they ask, should I go see a neurosurgeon? I was like, if you're more comfortable doing that, please do it. I want patients in general to make sure that they're comfortable with a surgeon, not only their competency, but also their treatment and planned care. You never want to go to a surgeon and just for the first time and say, this is what you need and just do it. You want to get a second opinion if you want to, or you should.
So a lot of us know about laser eye surgery and other uses of lasers in medical treatment, but you specialize in laser spine surgery. So talk about that, what that's all about.
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't really specialize in laser spine surgery, but I do have a lot of patients who ask about that. I routinely get that almost daily, just because that's what you see on the news a lot or on the TV in commercials. To be completely honest, laser is a very marketing tool. A lot of people assume that there's a laser being used. But if you listen to these...
I would assume because it's called laser spine surgery, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you...
So it's more marketing than anything.
Correct. If you actually listen to these commercials that are being advertised, they never use it in their description that they use the laser. They just call it laser spine institution or whatever their name is. And you just assume that. But there is no such thing as a laser. They do talk about minimally invasive surgery, which a lot of us do surgeries for, and I do that too. But honestly, minimally invasive surgery is a good surgery, and it's an evolving surgery, but it's not a surgery for everyone as well. There are some surgeries that are done through percutaneous instrumentation or through little small poke holes through your spine and one-inch incisions. And just like they're talking about on the TV, you go home with a Band-Aid, but the vast majority are not like that.
I know in your business of medicine, it's always evolving and things, you know, hopefully things are improving. But when it comes to the spine, people can be a little weary because obviously that's very important. What's maybe some of the new things that we should be on the lookout for that might make things more aggressive, more safer? Just what's some of the new technologies and things going on in the quote unquote spine world?
Yeah, right now, I think the highly debated topic is total disc replacements. Before you, spine surgeons usually typically do a decompression and possibly a fusion. And now a lot of people are getting away from fusion surgeries because there's a bad connotation to fusion. You're stiffer, you're having other issues and so forth. So in the world, in the spine world at least, there have been new technology advances of total disc replacements where you don't have to do a fusion. You still do your decompression, but in lieu of putting a block of bone in there and screws and plates, you replace it with a disc, an artificial disc that maintain the mobility and motion of the either neck or lumbar spine. It's been out in European and other parts of the world for years, but the U.S. is always a little bit slower to adapt to it. And it is an evolving market in the U.S. And I think it's a good trend to be having. I do a lot of cervical total disc replacements, which is neck surgeries with disc replacements. I haven't really caught on to the concept of lumbar disc replacements yet because there's just so much weight bearing on the lumbar area in your back, and you're having so much force on that. My fear right now, and I'm a cautious surgeon, and my fear is that you would wear and tear out the disc before it, to the point to where it fails.
We're speaking with Dr. Tuan Bui from Ortho Atlanta. And Dr. Bui, I want to come back to something you said earlier because it really piqued my interest about how you partner with physicians or bring them into your practice. And one of the things I think you talked about was really gets to their bedside manner. I mean, you're looking for physicians that are really have a good personality with patients is what it sounds like, beyond just their technical expertise.
You're absolutely right, John. Thanks for bringing that. But yes, we are very selective in our physicians, not only our employees as well, but really our physicians are the ones that really stand out and partner with our company. And that's what we have strived to make Ortho Atlanta, is not only a healthcare provider, but a good down to earth doctors as well. Doctors who really treat you as a person and not just as a number or a chart.
When a prospective patient is looking for a sports medicine doctor or a sports or an orthopedic to go to, what are some of the questions that they should be asking when they maybe interview doctors or decide which practice they should use?
The best thing is actually to talk to other patients. You know, the patients' testimonies or patient referrals are always the best compliments to us. But in reality, just from previous experience, you know, how was your doctor not only in explaining your pathology and the treatment plan, but also even if you had surgery, how was he after surgery? Did he still treat you after surgery, or did he just push you off to the next person? You know, and Ortho Atlanta also provides care, and I wanted to get back to this because Mr. Michael Dillon mentioned this earlier with insurance about workman's comp, and that was a big topic on his. Ortho Atlanta really is also a workman's comp friendly group. You know, we really try to get our patients in, especially when they're workman's comp patients, get in, treated appropriately, and back to work as soon as possible. Well, we realize it's a big burden on everybody, not only the patient, but also the business. So we want to try to get them back to work.
And that's a good thing.
It's always a good thing.
So somebody wants to make an appointment. How do they go about doing that?
You know, like I said before, we have 13 locations throughout the metro Atlanta, and we're looking to expand some more. But the easiest thing is to go to Ortho Atlanta website, which is just www.orthoatlanta.com. And then you can pick from providers there and wherever meets your location. I currently am out of Johns Creek and Lawrenceville, so I'd be happy to see anybody who would like to see me.
How would you describe or explain some of the patients that you see? I mean, are they typically older weekend warriors that need some help? Or, I mean, if somebody just is feeling some pain, is it worth having maybe a consultation to kind of figure out what's going on? If it's the neck area or really anything, knee, it could be anything, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, even though all of our providers are fellowship trained in specific body parts, for instance, I'm a spine trained physician. I don't just see patients on the spine. So I see patients on every single body part. But I definitely agree with that. If you are here, even though we're surgeons, we're not just seeing you for surgery. We're going to see you and treat you appropriately for everything. Most patients that I see do not need surgery. The majority of them are going to do well with just non-operative management and treatment, including physical therapy, medications, and so forth. And some of them just with some time. But that's what you have to have a consultation and a professional look at you and examine you to see what are some red flags that we might actually do something further and consider surgery. But again, that's just a consideration. It's not necessarily a absolute.
Okay. So Dr. Bui, you know, Mike's a weekend warrior in hockey, so I think he's looking to set up an appointment with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Mike, we...
I've had enough aches and pains, I'll tell you that.
We're the medical providers for the Gladiators.
So
you should come and join and try out for them then.
You'd be perfect for me then.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like he's got exactly what you need, Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, all my teeth are real. Just want to let you know that. Ortho Atlanta is the name of the practice. Dr. Tuan Bui is with us, an orthopedic spine surgeon. Thanks so much for coming by and sharing the great work that you guys do. Again, the website, orthoatlanta.com.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you, John.
All right, Dr. Bui with Ortho Atlanta. Do we have any other business we got to take care of?
We got to talk about Maria at Fairtech.
Okay.
right?
No. I did that at the very beginning of the show.
You talked about Maria?
At the very, I just say I did her first.
We can't talk about Maria enough.
Well, you can't, but Faratech, we do appreciate their support.
They do a great job.
Of our shows here on Business Radio X. All right, then I guess we are done.
I guess we're good.
Time for some great lunch from L'Incontro Italian Restaurant.
Smelling great.
Thanks to choicestoyou.com. Again, big thank you to Mike Dillon with the Dillon Agency, Jeff Plank with HLB Gross Collins PC, and Dr. Tuan Bowie with Ortho Atlanta for joining us. A quick reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our Business Radio X programs by going to North Fulton Business Radio X.com. You can listen to any of our shows 24/7. Also, check us out on Facebook and check us out on Twitter, North Fulton BRX. Till next time, John, I'll see you again soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Next week this time, right?
For John Ray, absolutely. And everybody else involved, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.